Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such thoughtful questions about competition, games, and those big feelings that come with winning and losing. And today, I want to talk with you about something that might be happening in your home right now. Maybe your 4 or 5-year-old is discovering the world of games and competition, and it's bringing up some really big emotions. Maybe they're changing the rules mid-game, or having a meltdown when they don't win, or maybe they're so focused on being first that it's creating tension during playtime. And if that's happening in your home, I want you to take a deep breath and know this. You are not alone, and your child is not being difficult. They're learning something absolutely wonderful about themselves and the world. Let me share what the magic book taught me about this magical, challenging phase of development. When your child is 4 or 5 years old, their brain is going through one of the most fascinating transitions. Research from child development experts shows us that until around age 5 and a half, young children naturally feel really good when they have an advantage over others. And that's not selfishness, that's completely normal brain development. Doctor Stella Jerdeman and her colleagues at Leipzig University studied hundreds of children and discovered something beautiful. They found that young children's brains are still learning about fairness. Until middle childhood, children don't yet feel uncomfortable about having more than someone else. That feeling, that little voice that says, "Wait, this isn't fair to my friend," that develops gradually over time. So when your 4-year-old cheats at Candyland or melts down when they lose, they're not being manipulative or difficult. They're showing you exactly where they are in their emotional development journey. And here's something else the magic book wants you to know. Emily Kaiser, who has a master's degree in learning experience design and works with young children every day, reminds us that losing a game challenges multiple developing skills all at once. Your child has to remember the rules, which takes working memory. They have to control their impulse to change things when they don't like the outcome, which takes self-regulation. And they have to manage the disappointment of not winning, which takes emotional regulation. That's a lot for a little person whose prefrontal cortex is still growing. The National Academies of Sciences confirms that emotion regulation in preschool children is a foundational skill that's still developing. Your 4 or 5-year-old is in a transitional phase, learning to balance their own desires with fairness to others. And that learning takes time, patience, and lots of practice. So what can we do to support our children through this beautiful, challenging phase? First, validate their feelings. When your child is upset about losing, get down to their level and say something like, "I can see you really wanted to win that game. It's hard when things don't go the way we hoped." You're acknowledging their disappointment without trying to fix it or dismiss it. Second, help them develop coping strategies for those big feelings. The research shows us that simple tools like taking deep breaths, getting a drink of water, or even doing jumping jacks can help children's nervous systems calm down. You might say, "Let's take 3 big breaths together," or "Would a hug help right now?" You're teaching them that feelings are manageable and that they have tools to help themselves. Third, and this is so important, help them shift their focus from winning to their own personal growth. Instead of asking, "Did you win?" try asking, "What made you feel proud today?" Or, "What was your favorite part of playing?" This helps children discover their own dream rhythm, their own way of enjoying activities that isn't dependent on beating someone else. And this brings me to a story that the magic book and I absolutely love. It's called The Dream Rhythm Marathon, and it's about 2 friends named Kenji and Miva who discover something magical about a children's marathon. They learn that the marathon course holds the dreams of every single runner, and that finding your own dream rhythm, your own special pace, is what carries you forward. Not being first, not beating everyone else, but finding that rhythm that's uniquely yours. In the story, Kenji and Miva learn with help from their friend, Celeste, that persistence and dreams work together. They discover that everyone has their own pace, their own way of moving through challenges. And when they help each other find their dream rhythms, something beautiful happens. They all succeed, not because they beat each other, but because they stayed true to themselves and supported one another. This story is perfect for children who are learning about competition because it gently reframes what success means. It shows them that the goal isn't to make someone else lose so you can win. The goal is to find your own rhythm, to keep trying, to help your friends, and to celebrate everyone's unique journey. After you read this story with your child, you can have such beautiful conversations. You might ask, what's your dream rhythm? What makes you feel proud when you're playing or trying something new? What helps you keep going when something feels hard? These questions shift the focus from external validation, from winning, to internal awareness and personal growth. You can also model gracious winning and losing. When you play games with your child, show them what it looks like to congratulate the winner, to say, good game, that was fun, to find something positive even when you don't win. Children learn so much from watching us navigate disappointment with grace. And remember, wonderful parent, this phase where your child is intensely focused on winning, where they might cheat or melt down, this isn't permanent. This is their brain learning. With your patient support, with stories like the Dream Rhythm Marathon, with practice and time, your child will develop those beautiful capacities for fairness, empathy, and emotional regulation. The research gives us such hope. Dr. Jerdeman's studies show that by age 8 or 9, children start to feel uncomfortable when they have an unfair advantage. They begin to internalize those fairness norms. They develop the capacity to celebrate others' success and to handle their own disappointment with resilience. But that development needs your gentle guidance, your validation, and your patience. So the next time your child changes the rules mid-game or has a meltdown about losing, take a breath and remember. This is normal development. This is their brain learning about fairness, about emotional regulation, about balancing their own desires with care for others. You're not failing as a parent. Your child isn't being difficult. You're both exactly where you need to be on this beautiful journey. The Magic Book and I are here for you, with stories that help, with wisdom that supports, and with the reminder that you are doing such important work. Every time you validate your child's feelings, every time you help them find their dream rhythm instead of just focusing on winning, every time you model grace in competition, you're building their emotional intelligence and their capacity for connection. Find the Dream Rhythm Marathon and so many other beautiful stories in the Book of Inara. Let these stories be gentle helpers on your parenting journey. And remember, you've got this wonderful parent with love and starlight, Inara.